Amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We give God praise and we magnify him because he is worthy of all of our praises. We give God praise for those of you that are online now and that will be coming online later and looking at the this prayer service later on. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for lifting us up in the name of Jesus. We give God praise and we magnify him because he is so worthy to be praised. I want to make sure that that you understand that we're still praying for the special needs children, that we're still lifting them up, that we're still praising God for them, and we're lifting them up before God and their families. So you know that you are not alone. Some of you have already reached out to us and expressed your concerns about some of your children and family members. Some of your children that are special needs are no longer children, but they are adults, but you're still doing what you need to do to take care of them. We're still praying for you, and we're still praying for the family. And I cannot reiterate enough how awesome it is. Some of the special needs children that I've met are brilliant kids. They are absolutely brilliant. There's nothing that God cannot do. God can absolutely heal them or make changes in them if he chooses to. But even if he doesn't, that doesn't make them any less special than they are, because they are still children of the Most High God. And you should still teach them the ways of God and still show them how awesome God is, and make sure you lead by example. Don't just tell them about God. Live the life of God before them so that they will have a good example. Amen. We're also praying Jasmine, one of our soldiers here. Jasmine is working on what we call the Troop Project, and those active members and their families that are in the military. It doesn't matter what branch of the military that they're in. She's working on a program now so that we can bless those families spiritually, where we can, they'll have somebody that they can talk to, that they can pray with. We can reach out to whatever soldier, because you have parents, mothers and fathers. Sometimes both parents are in the military and the children are with other family members. Those children still need prayer. Those families that are watching the children need prayer. And heaven knows those that are in the military need the prayer. So we're working on some program where we can reach out to those military personnel and to their families and to bless their children. So we're working on that. So keep us lifted up. We may have to call on you for some ideas and for some support. Support meaning things we can do to help bless them. So please keep these things in prayer. I also want to make sure, good morning, Pastor Drea, good morning. We want to make sure that we are, I want to make sure Karen Fox knows that we love her dearly, and that we are praying that the Lord will continue to lift her up and all the people that she blessed. And we want to pray for our president. I understand that he had or has the SARS thingy. No, not SARS. COVID, but the YouTube that I saw briefly, he said he's doing fine, which I was sure he would be, but there's some bad people in the world that not nice. So we want to keep our government lifted up in the nation of Israel. All right, I want to pray for those of you that are, if you need salvation, you know it. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Everyone should know that they need salvation, period. If you are not walking, if you have not received the salvation, if you have not accepted the salvation of Jesus Christ, I need you to listen. We are in the last moments. We're not in the last days anymore. Right. We're in the last moments. This is the end of the game. You need to understand that you need Jesus more now than ever before. Because I know you think things are bad now, but there's nothing compared to how things are about to be. And this moment of calmness is just before the storm. And if you don't have a relationship with God now, you're going to be entering in to some stuff that you had no idea was going on. And you need to make sure that you are aware that Jesus is Lord and that you accept Christ on his terms. He's not going to change the agreement just so you'll accept it. You must accept God on His terms. Accept salvation on Christ's terms. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by Christ. You can't come to Him by Buddha, Oprah, nobody else. Only Christ Jesus. That's the only way you're getting in. If you try to get in any other way, you're not getting in. You can only get in through Christ Jesus our Lord. That's it. You don't believe me? Study the Word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly divided in the word of truth. Stop waiting on somebody else to tell you what you should do and get into your Word and study for yourself how you're supposed to do. I believe that God allowed a lot of these churches to be closed down because the people weren't getting what they needed in the first place. They weren't getting the prayer that they needed. They weren't getting the information that they needed. They weren't getting the wisdom and the knowledge of how to acquire the power of God and how to keep it. They weren't being taught how to train their families. They were being taught how to give an offering. They're being taught how to bless the pastor. They're being taught how to do anything except what God wants them to do. I really believe that God allowed these, I didn't say He shut them down, but He allowed them to be shut down because a lot of people were being damaged in these churches. A lot of God's people were being destroyed in some of these churches. Jackleg preachers not trying to preach the gospel right. Gay people in the orchestra and the pastor's wife is gay and all this, and they thinking this is okay. It's not okay. And they have just made a mockery of God's house. And I really believe that God allowed it to be shut down so that He could clean it up. Amen. And even if He's not going to clean it up, He's going to clean His people out. And then maybe He's going to blow it up. I don't know. What I'm saying is this. While you have a chance, because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. While you have a chance, you need to run to God. While you have a chance, because tomorrow is not promised. You may not see tomorrow. You may not get through today. Amen.
Amen.
If you know you don't have salvation, I need you to stretch your hands out. And I need you to repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I don't have salvation. I don't really understand what salvation means. I have offended You. My life is not where it's supposed to be. I'm wrong and You are right. I need Your salvation. I need Your power and Your presence. Forgive me of all of my sins and turn me around from where I am and put me where I need to be. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse my heart. Open my mind so that I will receive You and know You. Save me from this world and from myself. I repent. I ask You to come into my life and take over. Preserve me for an eternal life with You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say that prayer until you mean it. Say that prayer until your life changes. Say that prayer until you can feel the presence of God in you. I guarantee if you mean it, the Lord will change. I need you to also understand that communion next Sunday, that's second Sunday, right? Communion next Sunday. All you need is some juice. I don't recommend you get a fifth of wine. Just get a little juice. If you don't have juice at the time, whatever you have. Last month, the Lord told me that if you don't have any of those things, He said water. Just pray over it. Water, because He is the living water.
Yeah.
Amen. And so water and some type of cracker. They have unleavened. We use unleavened bread to represent when this started, but any type of cracker or something like that. If you don't have that, He is the living bread. He is the bread of life. So if you have bread and you have water, you got it. Amen. Next Sunday. Amen. All right, saints. What we got going? Mama. Pastor, I need to do my hands too. Can you put a little? Oh, you some girl, I'm going to have to keep you. You better than the sack of nets. I'm telling you. You all right with me.
I'm a loser.
Thank you, Pastor. You're the best. Amen. I love Pastor Drea. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen, Pastor Nicole. What you got, baby?
Okay, so.
Thank God for Amber and Big Little Mike and all of her loved ones.
Amen.
Amen.
Real is asking for prayer for her son, Sean.
Real?
Real.
Okay.
Her son, Sean, her daughter-in-law, Carolyn, and her son, Dylan.
Real Sean, for her son-in-law.
For her son, Sean.
For her son, Sean.
Her daughter-in-law, Carolyn.
Her daughter-in-law, Carolyn.
And the daughter's son, Dylan.
And the daughter's son, Dylan.
Yes.
Did she say anything specific or
yes,
just?
Yes, I'm getting ready to say that.
Okay.
Okay, so her son, Sean, gave his heart to the Lord 30 years ago as a young boy, but today he doesn't believe in Jesus or the Bible.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Is that it for him?
That's it for him.
Okay. He doesn't believe in Jesus or the Bible. See, that's beyond bad. Because it sounds like he didn't backslide, but he
turned away.
Asia's calling you. That he's turned away. If he's turned away, knowing the truth, and he's turned away, meaning I no longer believe, and if he no longer believes that there even is a God, he can't repent because he doesn't believe that there is a God. Even though I'm gonna tell you about people that once believed and say they don't believe anymore, I believe that's a lie. Because there is no way that you can experience the power of God, not this God, experience the power of the living God, and then say later on down the road, I don't think there really is a God. I think people that do that are trying to fit into a mold that they don't belong in. That's what I believe. They're trying to make themselves believe that they don't believe, so therefore I'm free of all of the rules and regulations that govern. You can fool yourself all you want, but you can't fool God. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what the gas company told me. I know y'all heard this story. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell it anyway. I had the money in my pocket. And they sent me a notice, and I said, I'm going to pay the bill. They sent me a second notice, but it was a different color. And I told them, I said, I'm going to pay that bill. I got busy and forgot to pay the bill. I came home one day, and I had no gas. I called him. I says, hey, I says, I'm sorry. I had the money. I just forgot. She said, Mr. Davis, I assure you, you can forget about us, but we will not forget about you. I've been saved ever since. I've never had to pray that prayer anymore because she told me, she said, listen, that's cool that you remembered us. Great. We remember. We won't forget you. Whether you pay the bill or not, we're not going to forget you. Whether you acknowledge God at this moment or not, God's not going to forget you because in the scriptures it says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. So if you want to keep your mouth shut down here, that's your business. But when you meet God, you're going to confess that Jesus is Lord. You're going to do that. So this is the thing, because if the right at 9/11, before 9/11, people were talking about there ain't no God. When 9/11 hit, that's the only one they blamed.
Right.
As soon as something go wrong, God is the first person they blame. I thought you didn't believe in God. Yeah, but something must have happened. Now, I believe that that's something that they're saying so they think they can get out of what their responsibilities are. The Bible says it's better that you have never even known God than to know God and turn away from him. He said, it's better for you that you never knew him. God is not going to forget you. You can forget about him if you want, but God is never going to forget about you. Once he places his mark on you, that's it. Once he places his mark on you, you can deny him all you want. You've been branded. That mark's not going away. And you can turn your back on him if you want to, but one day you're going to have to meet him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for that young brother. What's his name?
His name is Sean.
Sean. Abigail, I think you might know a couple of these people.
Shalom,
Tessie. Sean. in the name of Jesus, I'm praying that the Lord, you would allow something to happen in Sean's life. Well, he will remember who you are. He will publicly remember who you are. I'm praying, Lord, that you would shake up his life. Because I don't believe that what he said, that he no longer believes. I believe he still believes. He knows the truth. And I'm asking you, Lord, and people like him, to shake him up.
Yes.
To cause something in their lives to happen. To make them turn back to you. Because nobody can forget the power of the living God. Nobody can forget how they felt when the Lord touched them. Nobody can forget how they felt when the Lord healed them. Nobody can forget the power that they felt in the living God. Nobody can forget that. That is unforgettable. You can ignore it, but you will never forget it. Because it's in you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm praying that the Lord will drive him back home like the prodigal son. And now what's the other children?
The daughter-in-law, Carolyn, and her son, Dylan, they both grew up Catholic, and they've never given their heart to Jesus.
Wow, Catholicism, and I hope you're not offended, but if you are, you'll get over it. Catholicism is, it's a demonic entity that God has nothing to do with. He told us, do not bow down to graven images. The one time I went to a Catholic church, that's the first thing we did, was bow down to a statue. I don't blame the people that believe in that, because if that's what they taught, if that's all they know, that's all they know. My prayer is that the Lord will do something to steer them away from that religion. Because God is not in religion, God is in relationship. Amen. I'm praying that God will do something to turn them, to open their eyes, to show them. Because we brought people from Catholic faith into Christianity. And now, they're not even, from my understanding, they're not even taught to study their own Bible. You hear whatever the, what's his name? The preacher, the pope, not the, the priest say. You just, you know, you just, yabba dabba doom. You can go to God for yourself. You don't need to go in no closet, close the door, and start confessing to some guy who's probably got more sins than you.
Right.
When Christ died on the cross, the tent was rent. It was ripped open. The veil, so that you could enter into God's presence on your own. He told you to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you're sitting under somebody that does not encourage you to study the word for yourself, run!
Amen.
Amen. If they're not encouraging you to study the word of God for yourself so that you'll know for yourself who God is, you should not be there. They're not encouraging you to follow the scripture. The scripture says study. The pastor, the preacher, the pope, the deacon, or whoever you listen to is telling you, oh, that's not necessary. Just come to church. I'll tell you everything you need to know. That's a demon. That's a demon trying to lure you in. Don't fall for it.
Amen.
You can pray to God yourself directly. You can study the word directly. You come to church, you follow, because the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some, as he wants us to come together as a family and encourage each other, iron sharpened iron, to encourage each other to move forward and to pray over and for each other, to lift each other up, to praise God in unison, and then to rebuild you and to get you lit back on fire and then send you back out. That's the purpose of coming. Well, that's one of the purposes of coming. So when they tell you it's not necessary to study, it's not necessary to know all of that, all you need to do is just come to church, they're trying to kill you.
Yeah.
And you need to be somewhere else. Father, we're praying for anyone, especially these two children, that are in Catholicism and they are unaware of your will for their life, that you would do something, send somebody, do something to shake them up and to show them that that's not where they need to be. to help them to understand, Lord, because I don't blame the people that are going. I blame the people that put them there. I don't blame the people that don't know. I blame the people that know better. Heal them, teach them, and show them. In Jesus' name, amen. Abigail got me talking all this. I was quiet until she came. She asked me one question and we went for 15 minutes. So I'm all reared up because she, amen.
Okay, so Sandra has a praise report.
Well, praise all, Sandra. Oh, yeah, she sent it to me. Yes, yes, yes.
She got her papers to help cover her rent.
Yeah, senior. She's a senior.
They increased the rent, but she got the program, so that's going to help.
Yes.
She's able to sign the new lease.
Yes.
Amen. She said the devil did what he could to stand in the way of her getting this accomplished. Plus with the lockdown, and angry unbelievers don't like hearing that she's a Christian, love God,
mm-hmm.
but she's truly thankful.
Yes.
The agency helped her get all of this done, and it is done.
Praise God. Amen. Then she called in for prayer a few weeks ago, right? Yeah, I remember that. That's awesome. That's where's your mom? Oh, well, we're going to remember to lift her up. And you came. Yes. Amen. All right.
The last one is Jordan. Jordan is, he has some issues with his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
His gums are receding and it's getting hard for him to chew.
Wow.
So he's asking for prayer.
Oh my goodness. Receding?
Yeah.
Wow, I never heard of that. Wow. There's a lot of things I haven't heard of, but God has.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of things I don't know, but God knows.
Yes.
Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, what's his name? Or did
Jordan.
He give a name? Jordan. And that's the only prayer left? What's wrong with you people? Y'all don't need no prayer. Y'all already set up. Y'all don't want anybody online wants to pray.
Pastor, we can keep going for a couple minutes.
Oh. Amen. Jordan.
Yes.
La isimiola isi atamichan. Shashita iayonamam. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're going to pray for the people after this because we got 15 minutes between end of this and Pastor Sandy. And so we'll pray for the people that came. Amen. Because I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how? I'm getting back to Jordan. I said, Lord, because Abigail asked me last week, and I'm like, or maybe it was Wednesday. I'm like, ooh, because the people that come to prayer, but we do this, but we don't do the prayer anymore. I'm like, Lord, how am I going to do that? You know, because we want to be.
Right.
And then he says, well, between and between.
Yeah. Amen.
I could do, we can do that, right?
Yeah.
And then when Pastor Sandy walk in, time for the word.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan. Does Jordan have any oil? Jordan, listen. If you don't have any blessed oil, I'd like to have some sent to you. Because what I'd like for you to do, I'm going to be praying for you. What I'd like for you to do, if you don't have any oil, text us or email us and I'll send it to you. Put a little oil on your finger and just massage your gums. While you're praying inside, just massage your gums while you're praying. And while you're, because people, I still, after all these years, I still realize that, I'm not saying this about him, that people still don't realize that they can lay hands on themselves. It's nice to have somebody to pray with you, but you need to know how to pray for yourself. You need to know how to lay hands on yourself. What's hurting? What's doing? Lord, what's going on? What's that? You need to know how to pray for you. It's an honor to have other soldiers praying with you, but sometimes you're the only one in that area on that field. Sometimes you got to pray for you. That's not for Jordan, that's for other people. But, and then lay your hands on your mouth. So if you don't have any oil, Jordan, let me know and I'll have some sent to you. We're really good at that. Jordan, whenever you see this prayer, reach your hand out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this soldier. I've never experienced what he's dealing with, Lord, but I know that you know exactly what's necessary. I know you know how to fix whatever's wrong. I know you know how to regulate the body so that it will do what it is commanded to do, what it was created for. I know that you can. Whatever Jordan needs, and people like Jordan, whatever Jordan needs, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, let your healing and deliverance go forth. You said where there's two or three gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing. Father, you said that you would be in the midst. There's two or three people here, and we're agreeing and we're touching in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would send the power of healing, the spirit of healing and deliverance for Jordan and people like him or her, whoever, if it's male or female, and people like them for their healing and their deliverance. That your perfect will be done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What time is it, Abbott? How long we got? We got a lot of time, don't we? How much time we got? Oh, man, we got to do some praying now. For Julie, yes. Oh, she's having migraines?
As well as Lisa. Pray for Lisa.
And Lisa, okay. So I'm going to need preacher, son, right here. For Niera, for Lisa, and for Julie. Y'all come stand right here. I'm not going to put you on camera, if that's okay. I'm not going to. But come around here. Yeah, I need all the right here. Is it okay that you don't go on camera? Is that all right? Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. For amen. Miki alashon I abiyachet. La via saramia. Kisiya mala. Hit me first. In the name of Isa Nialam Asabiyan. Thank you, Jesus. La vie amorsamia. I know I just wiped it all off. I know that. I know what I'm doing. You have to be anointed to anoint his anointed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I knew what you were thinking. See that? She's like, he just wiped it all off. You have to be anointed in order to anoint his anointed. Now dab yourself again, and I won't wipe that off. Amen. I am so blessed. I've heard about you. Been waiting. Amen. Hallelujah. Let Ichan. That hand. No, Pastor, leave your hands there. Yes, yes, yes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe that he is who he said he is shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ah! We're praying for Jill. Julie, we're praying for Julie that you would heal and deliver her, that you would strengthen her and build her up. God, that the cares of this life will not weigh her down to the point where she feels it in her presence. Father, you are able to fix it. You're able to deliver her. You're able to move on her behalf. No, she is truly a soldier. We're praying for her healing and her deliverance. We're praying for her deliverance and her healing. We're praying, Lord, so she can continue to fight on the battlefield, on the front line, that she will continue to fight. The fight is almost over. Give her strength to maintain. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The other hand. This is for Niera. For God himself is worthy to be praised. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Mother Niera experiencing the headaches and the migraines, and those of you that are experiencing headaches and migraines, I know. It could be physical, it could be spiritual, but whatever it is, God knows. God knows how to fix it. He knows how to instruct us on what we should and should not do. He knows how to instruct us where to go and where not to go. God is able, because God knows where it originates and he knows where to send it back. God is able. God is able to heal the migraines and the headaches. God is able to deliver in the name of Jesus. God is able to deliver in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your presence even as we pray, as we speak. Let them feel your presence in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your presence, Lord. Let them understand that you are truly here in the name of Jesus. La Let them feel your presence. Hallelujah. Now my Isada. Now take Amber's, her other hand. Amber standing in for
Lisa.
Shamiala Usari Misio Amano. He says, you are where I want you.
Yes.
He said, you're in the fiery furnace. But I'm in there with you, Amber. Ah! He said, you are where I want you to be. You are in the fiery furnace. But I'm in there with you. That's okay, baby. Let him go around. But I am there with you. He said, and soon, just like those three boys, because God don't call them Hebrew boys. He says, just like those, I'm going to walk you out of it. God! He says, I'm going to walk you out of it. I'm going to bring, he says, you are humiliated and hurt in public. I'm going to deliver you openly in public. So all the people that criticized you and told you you should turn and walk away and told you that you should turn away from your God. He says, I'm going to openly, I'm going to bless you openly in front of those people that condemned you for being who you are. He said, and I'm going to make a mockery of them. He says, I'm going to make a mockery of them. Hallelujah. Greg, see if you can see what that is. And have them to go the other way. He says, I'm going to make a mockery of them. He says, you are doing what I commanded you to do. He says, I know it's tough. He says, I know it's not what you want. He said, but you're in the fight. He knows you're under fire. He said, but you're not alone. I'm in there. He said, that's why they couldn't destroy you, because I'm in the fire with you. God. He said, the enemy wanted to destroy you, but I'm in the fire with you. He can't destroy you because I'm in the fire with you. They can only do what I allow them to do. Ah! He said, and soon we're going to walk out together. Jesus. He said, and I will show them who you truly are. He said, hold on. He said, hold on. Hold on. People are watching you. Hold on. People are depending on you. Hold on. He said, the enemy is attacking you for others. Ah! He's attacking you to get to somebody else. Because if he can take you down, he can take them down. Ah! But because he hasn't been able to take you down, he can't reach them. So you become important to him. He needs to take you out to get to the others, but God won't allow it because God is with you. He says, so be encouraged. He said, you've done nothing wrong. He said, stop repenting for something you didn't do. God! He said, you didn't do anything wrong. I find no fault. He said, this is my fight. He said, after me, they're not after you. This is my fight. He said, I find no fault. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We'll pray for Lisa. La misi elemiyachanyo sota alemiyano sechar. Makisa namiyama. Mama Isa, I need Mama to. Mama, anoint Nikki's hand. Hallelujah. La fisio mali ichia somun. For God is worthy. We're going to pray for Lisa. We're going to pray for Lisa. Lisa, I hope you're watching. And if you're not watching, I hope you watch it later. Amen. Hisano. Father God, in the name of Jesus. This is what you were talking about yesterday. The people need this. Abigail was saying the same thing. She said, people need the prayer. I'm like, but we're praying. Like, no. People need this. shot him. What's your sister's name?
Leslie.
Leslie. What you doing sitting back there? Come here. La vie auto sabia. Mi kisara. Mi kis. Lo mis amnos. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what Lisa's dealing with. You understand what she's going through. You understand the attack that she's under in her body, in her mind, in her spirit, but she's still strong. The Lord says she's still strong. Even though her body may not feel as strong, he says she's still strong. The enemy, if you're strong in Christ, he can attack your body, but he can't destroy your spirit. He cannot destroy your will because you won't give it to him. Amen. He can't destroy your will, son, because you have not given it over to the enemy. So the enemy can't destroy your will. He can attack your car. He can attack your feet. He can attack your home, but he cannot destroy your will because you've already given that over to God. And everything the enemy does, it's temporary. It's temporary. Whatever he's doing, however he's harassing you, however he's doing, it's temporary. It is not eternal. It is temporary. I need you to remember that. It is temporary. Whatever the enemy has done, whatever he has attacked in your atmosphere, you need to understand it is temporary. Because as you cover your atmosphere with the presence of God, as you cover your atmosphere with prayer and praise, y'all know that God inhabits your praises, right? Yeah. And so when you're going through what you're going through and you refuse to give in and you praise God even for the circumstances that are surrounding you and you're praising him for the deliverance that has not happened yet, God enters into that praise because you walk by faith and not by sight. I'm praising God for my deliverance. What deliverance? The deliverance that he promised me. You don't, there's no deliverance. Yes, it is. Just because I don't see it don't mean it ain't there. I don't see Tokyo. But it's there. Right? I know my deliverance is here. I just haven't got there yet. So I'm praising God for where I will be, not for who I am. I'm praising God for what he's doing for me, not for where I am now. Does that make sense? Amen. I'm going through some stuff, sure. But it's temporary. It's temporary. It's not forever. And besides, I got God watching over me. I see you. Yes. I see the presence. I see the presence of God moving in my atmosphere. I feel the presence of God in my home. I feel the presence of God working through my children. I know God is here, and whatever little inconveniences that I'm dealing with now, it's temporary. It will soon pass. That was our prayer for many years, and this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. You need to practice that, but don't say unless you mean it. Whatever you're dealing with, if you give it to God, you can honestly say, and this too shall pass. Amen. Amen. Can you do that? Yes, you can. If I've given it to God and God has received it from me, I know this too shall pass. Either God's going to move me or move it, but something's moving. Amen. He did not stop them from allowing the Hebrew boys to go into the furnace. He did not prevent it. What he did was he stepped in.
Yes.
And they couldn't just, you know who got killed? The people that opened the furnace door to throw those boys in, they were consumed by the fire and the heat when they opened the door. They're the ones that were trying to put them in are the ones that got destroyed. Not the ones that went in. And he said, wait a minute, we put in three, but I'm looking at four. God.
Yes.
Amen. The devil may have caused something for you to be in, but he's going to watch you and the Lord come out of it.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. It won't be just you coming out. It'll be you and the Lord coming out. Yes. It's kind of like he's escorting you to a dance. Come on, baby. Let's get out of here. Amen. I like that. I like he grab your little arm. Come on now. I got you. Let's do this. Right. And y'all go stepping out with the limo open. You stepping in. And they're like, that's what God, that's what God want to do.
Yes.
That's what God want to do. He said, I know it's been a little tough on, I'm sorry, I'm drooling and dripping. Told y'all I got juicy mouth. I'll do God wants to escort you out of whatever you're dealing with. But you got to give him a chance to do what he wants to do while you're there. Don't start screaming when you see the furnace. At least wait till you get in. Some start saying, ah, Lord, something's going to happen. I can feel it in my bones. Shut up. At least wait till you get in it to start screaming. Actually, to start rejoicing. Amen. Oh, okay. Did I pray for everybody? I didn't pray for Lisa yet. Lord, help us. Lisa, I'm sorry. This is the third time I tried to pray for you. Amen. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 I bet we don't have 30 minutes now. Okay. Amen. How much time we got, baby?
15.
Really? Oh, I can get some. I can. Come here. Give me that hand. They already seen you. Come here. Amen. I tell you what. I want to pray for that brother holding that beautiful baby. That's what I want to pray for. And then when I'm done with him, I want to pray for the other young girl that's holding that other beautiful baby. That's what I want to pray for. Now, y'all can make it happen. If they want to come up, I want them. What?
Okay, get us off the way. Get us off the way.
Oh, my God. Let me hurry up. Amen. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen. They're gone. All right. No. Come here. Amen. We want to pray for Lisa. Amen. She's saved, so we're going to make this quick. Amen. She already got Jesus, and she's a warrior. She's a warrior. Her mind is strong. Her will is strong. Her determination is strong. Yes. She is not weak by any means. Yes. She is still a soldier in the army of the Lord. The enemy just attacked her body. But God, being faithful and true, God will heal her in the name of Jesus. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. We're asking, we're knocking, and we're receiving in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are rejoicing with and for Lisa for her full and complete deliverance in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Because she is more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
We are all more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes.
And we pray deliverance and healing, and we rejoice with and for her in yes. Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now y'all can back up, because I want these people that want Jesus. Can I have a couple of people that want Jesus? Oh, Sheila? No. Sherry? No.
Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. I was close.
Oh, really?
We're here?
Oh, she was hiding. Oh, okay. We got you now. Amen. Hallelujah. Leslie, put your hands in my hands. Family that loves the Lord. Oh, my God. He said he's ready. Leslie came last Wednesday night and gave her life to Christ, or gave it back to Christ. How awesome! These are the last moments, and she decided she's giving her life back to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we bless you and we thank you for Leslie. How sweet and how pleasant it is for brethren to come together in unity. Ah, no matter what she has to go through, take her through. No matter what battle she has to fight her battles with and for her. No matter what she lacks, fill in what she needs. Whatever she desires. The Bible says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Your desires. If you plant yourself in God's heart, in God's arms, if you turn your life over to him and focus on him, he said, the things that you desire in your heart, I will give you. He said, I need you to love me and want me more than stuff. She's actually willing to give away, get rid of stuff just to have God, just to be with God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh my God, righteous King, Lord God, we bless you for this daughter.
Yes,
we ask that you continue to give her grace, favor, and mercy, that she will continually be who you have called and created in her to be, that she will fight the good fight. Remove the guilt that attacks her. Remove the guilt and the doubt that attacks her and tries to cripple her. Remove the guilt and the regret. And let her focus on now. Because see, once you ask God to forgive you of all sins and unrighteousness, everything that you did prior to that, God has forgiven. There still may be circumstances because of our actions. But instead of going through it by yourself, now you're going through it with God.
Yes.
And the fact that you're going through it and you're not camping out in it, you're with God. La Onamisa. God, the Lord said, I love you. God, see, you've never had a love like this before. This is the only, God is the only one that can share this type of love that you are now feeling with you. He's the only one that can share it. It's his spirit. It's his presence. It's his blood flowing through you. It is the power of God flowing through you. He's the only one that can allow you to feel the way you feel because he's the only one that can do it. God will do what he said he'll do.
Yes, he will.
The Lord said, I brought you out and I'm going to keep you out. He says, you're not by yourself. I've given you family to help you hold on. Forgive her of any sin and unrighteousness, anything that is not according to your purpose for her life. Remove it in the name of Jesus and blot it out. God. And we pray her strength, your power, your joy, your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I need them other two. Where you go? Oh, there you go. Bring your family up here. How much time we got, y'all? All them beautiful babies. Oh, my goodness.
Bring the babies.
Beautiful babies. Oh, my goodness. I love babies. Pastor Dre, I'm going to need to wash my hands again. I love babies. I've had my share, so I don't need any more. But I love... See, that ain't right. I mean, it's funny, but that ain't right. I've had my share of babies, so I'm straight. But when y'all bring babies, I'm blessed.
Amen.
One more. Not at the Lord. Yes, they are. Amen. La misa toman. One more. I'm going to pray for the babies first. Is that okay? Beautiful young lady. What's your name, baby? Leslie? Did she say Leslie?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name, Leslie. You okay? It's okay. Oh, she's shy. She looks chilly. Is she chilly?
No, she's just shy.
She's just shy. Oh, Leslie, you're such a beautiful little girl. Thank you for coming today, okay? Thank you for bringing your parents and your other family members. I am very grateful. Can I hold your hand? Is that okay? Do you want to ask Daddy if it's okay? It's fine? Okay. The teeny weeny little hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Leslie, your daughter, your beautiful daughter, your awesomely created daughter, bless her in every possible way, her heart, her mind, her spirit, her environment, anything that is not like you, keep it away from her. Lies and hurt, demons and demonic spirits, keep it away from her, away from her house, away from her family. Protect her on every end because she belongs to you. You in your scripture said it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. She belongs to you, and we pray strength and power and blessings over this beautiful child. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, princess. See? And I'm all done. See? That didn't hurt, did it? No, okay, let's pray for the tough guy now. How you doing, tough guy? Yeah, he looked like he can play some sports. He looked like he could hook somebody up. What's your name, brother man?
Aaron.
Aaron? It is a pleasure to meet you, Aaron. Can I shake your hand? It is. Look at that. Look at that. Somebody trained this dude right. Aaron, may I pray for you? It's okay? May I have your hands? He's like, yeah, come on, bro, let's do this. Aaron, in the name of Jesus, we pray God's blessing over you, your home, and your family. We pray that nothing will harm you. Nothing will come against you that will turn you away. You understand that you are the Son of the Living God. You belong to the Most High God. God is our Father. And Christ died on the cross for me and you. And we receive him in full in the name of Jesus. Father, watch over his family, his loved ones, his friends. Keep him safe and in your loving arms. Guard and protect him. If there's anything in this atmosphere that is not like you, remove it, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory out of this amazing little life. We bless you in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I am not going over there. I know. I got his family. I know.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? See? How you doing? Oh, really? Really? Oh, how you doing? Okay, that's cool. You almost did it. That's close enough. He almost did it. He's like, I did a drive-by. Amen. Father, what's his name?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel?
Yes, sir.
That's their son's name. Easy. Easy. Israel. Oh, and Ezekiel. Okay, well, it's the Bible. Amen. Old Testament. That's good. Amen. Okay, I'm cool. Amen. I got you. Father, no. He's good because I want him to be comfortable. Father God, in the name of Jesus, got you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you because you are worthy. Ezekiel, what an awesome God. There's so much in that name. There's so much in that name. Somebody really loved you when they named you that. Somebody really cares about you when they named you that. Because that's an awesome name, Ezekiel. That's an awesome name. Bless those that have blessed you. Keep him safe and in your arms. This is a child of the living God. Keep him and speak through him. In Jesus' name, amen. If we're here long enough, the Lord was going to be speaking through him. And he was going to tell y'all to listen. Amen. Now, if we can have the grown folk. How much time we got, Abigail? Let it roll. Anybody on there?
No. Just, I mean, there's people there.
There's people there? Okay. I want to pray for this man. He said, I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
When people are bold and they say, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'll stop eating to pray for somebody.
That's right.
I love coffee. I'll put my coffee down. I'll throw it out to pray. I'm telling you, this is the purpose right here.
Yes.
Pastor, I need you to stand behind this baby here.
Yes.
And I need you to stand behind him. So you and Pastor Drew are going to switch places. Now, there we go. That's good. Get another tleet. I have one in the case with the big case. So here's what we're going to do.
Zach,
use that tallit for him. Pastor Drea, put that tallit on her. There we go. I love God. This is the best thing ever.
Yes.
This day couldn't have gotten any better.
Amen.
You don't know. There are angels in heaven rejoicing.
Yes.
There are angels doing the bump. Because
like
doing the football. There are angels up in heaven doing stuff.
Yes.
Because of your decision.
Yes.
There are angels that are saying, we got another one.
Yeah. Another two.
Another two. Well, no more twain, but one.
Right.
We got them.
Yes. Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray for her first, and then don't you go nowhere. I'm son, come here. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Jesus himself said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I have gone to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you have the choice to be there with me. So the question is, do you want to be there with him? Did he say yeah? I'm going to tell you like I tell my daughter. I can't hear you.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Is that open confession?
Right.
Yeah. Have you repented and confessed Christ?
I did this a long time ago when we were smaller, but I don't think I was very conscious of what it was.
That's all right. We're going to do it again.
I'm ready now.
He says, I'm ready now.
Hallelujah.
I need you to raise your hands.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Standing before your presence.
Standing before your presence.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Praying.
Praying.
That you will receive me.
That you will receive me.
Unto you. My life.
My life.
I give to you.
I give to you.
My heart.
My heart.
I give to you.
I give to you.
I am not worthy. But
you died
for the unworthy. I am that one. You died for me.
You died for me, Lord.
And here I am.
Here I am.
I repent.
I repent
for all my sins.
For all my sins.
I repent.
I repent
of my lifestyle.
Of my lifestyle.
I repent.
I repent
of my choices.
Of my choices.
And I repent.
And I repent.
For offending you.
For offending you.
Please.
Please.
Accept me.
Accept me.
As I am.
As I am.
Bring me into the kingdom.
Bring me into the kingdom.
Wash me.
Wash me.
And make me clean.
And make me clean.
I want you to be my Lord.
I want you to be my Lord.
And I will be your servant.
And I will be your servant.
Heal my heart.
Heal my heart.
Heal my mind.
Heal my mind.
Open my understanding.
Open my understanding.
And I will serve you.
And I will serve you.
If I make a mistake.
If I make a mistake.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
If I make a wrong choice.
If I make a wrong choice.
Correct me.
Correct me.
And when it's time.
And when it's time.
Receive me.
Receive me.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Woo! You are now a member. You are now officially a member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
You are no more seen. You are no longer a sinner, but you have been redeemed. And if you make a mistake along the way, yes, you have the option, you have the obligation to repent,
yes,
and keep moving.
Yes.
God no longer sees you as a sinner. He sees you as a saint.
Yes.
A saint don't mean I'm perfect, I don't make mistakes, I don't do anything. You're gonna blow it and you're gonna make mistakes. That's why we repent.
Yes.
He says you repent. Repent don't mean saying I'm sorry. Repent means, Lord, turn me away from this place,
yes,
so that I won't be here anymore. I blew it. I need you to forgive me and let's keep moving.
Yes.
That's repent.
Hallelujah.
And as long as you do that, you're straight. He's not asking for perfection. He's asking for consistency. Stay straight.
Yes.
Keep walking. Keep moving.
Yes.
And I'll keep you. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
You
got a whole family here that'll bless you. Hallelujah. Greg, son, y'all take him over there and minister to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You saw what happened. You want some of that? Amen. You shy? That's where they got it from? Oh, my goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You have a whole family here that will support you. Women ministers, pastors, believers. We love you because you love Christ. That's the only prerequisite. In order to receive salvation, you must receive Christ based on what his rules are. We can't take rules to him. We have to come in line with what he wants.
Yes.
He wants you to live a saved life. He wants you to bring your children up in salvation.
Yes.
He wants you to teach them about him, but he has to teach you about him first so that you can share with your babies.
Yes.
The Lord says, I have Maki Salomia, Salie, can I have, what's the girl's name?
Amber.
Amber, come here. Shashuta Nyaha, Shaunamia Salom. Have you given your life to Christ yet? Have you repented yet? Have you gone to the throne yet? Yeah. It's okay. That's why you're here. Okay. Come here, Amber. La Luti Sama. Amber, stand on this side. Pastor, stand on this side. Mama, stand in her back, because she needs to know that she's fully covered.
Yeah.
We're not going to knock you down. We're not going to throw you out the window. We're not going to do no flips. Now, if the Lord take you and do all of that, that's on you and Him. But we're not doing. We're gonna pray. And I'm gonna step up and I'm gonna go over here and then whatever you and the Lord do, that's on y'all. Amen. But my job is to lead you to the water, and once you drink of it on your own, then you have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the thing. I need you to repeat after me, because what you're doing is you're asking God to save you from His anger and His punishment and the wrath that He's going to bring down on the people that don't believe Him. What you're asking God to save you from is from eternal darkness, away from Him, in torment. You're asking Him to save you from you and from the world that we live in. The Bible says to be in the world, but not of the world. In other words, we're not like the people of the world. We're ambassadors here. We live here, but we're not like them, because you love Christ and the world does not. So that makes you different from them, but we are all in the same place for now. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord says, I just need you to hear me, to speak to me, and to study my word. Because the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You hang out with people that can bless you in your spirit. You don't need to hang out with crackheads and dope fiends. You hang out with people that are going to enhance your relationship with God. Someone that's gonna help you help your family. Those are the people you hang out with. Anybody that's trying to keep you away from God, that's not a friend, that's the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Does that make sense? So these are the types of things that we're asking God to save us from. Save us from this world, save us from His anger, His wrath, save us from eternal damnation. When you say yes and you receive Him, all that's done.
Amen.
One quick package, it's done. It's in you.
Yes.
And now He waters it so that it can grow.
Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
Understand it all?
Yes.
So when we pray this prayer, your answer will be an answer with wisdom and knowledge, right?
Yes.
All righty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Repeat after me. Jesus.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
She's very wise. She knows how to put things together. She likes order. Is she orderly? Oh, but it's in her. It's in you. Order. We may have grown up in chaos, but that doesn't mean that order is not there.
Right.
Sometimes it's easier to deal with the chaos than to fight it with order.
Yes.
Because you're the only one fighting. But what's deep down in her is order. And God's going to bring about order in her life. Amen. Because it's in you. This is not something new that God's going to inject. It's there. It's just easier to go with the flow. But now, order is in you. Order is coming. You watch. If you follow God's instructions and it don't happen, I'll eat that camera. You understand? And I love eating. I'll suck that camera right down if this don't happen. That's how sure I am it will happen. Amen?
Amen.
We good?
Yes.
Can I pray now?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I need you to do. I need you to raise your hands up. And I know you're shy, baby, but you got to speak out just for at least this one time.
Hallelujah.
You got to speak. And when the Lord fills you with certainty, all that shyness is going to start fading away.
Amen.
A lot of times we're shy because we're unsure. We're not sure, or it's just easier. But God comes with a boldness.
Amen.
She's like, boldness, what? I sign up for all of that. Oh, it comes with the package.
Yes, it
does. Boldness, because when you get all, let's get this thing going.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Say, Father God.
Father God.
Now, we want to hear her, not y'all too loud. I mean, y'all can say something, but let's hear her too now. Amen. I know, but not too loud. Don't drown her out. Amen. They all excited for you. Amen. Amen. They can't help it. Now, repeat after me. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I made it.
I made it.
To the throne.
To the altar.
To give you my life.
To give you my life.
I have not been perfect.
I have not been perfect.
I have not done the right thing.
I have not done the right thing.
But here I am.
Here I am.
Forgive me.
Forgive
of
me.
My sins.
Of my sins.
All unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
Forgive my heart.
Forgive my heart.
Forgive my mind.
Forgive my mind.
Forgive me of my thoughts.
Forgive me of my thoughts.
Just forgive me.
Just forgive me.
I have not been.
I have not been.
What you have required me to be.
What you have required me to be.
I need you.
I need you.
To teach me.
To teach me.
How to live right.
How to live right.
How to talk right.
How to talk right.
And how to be a soldier.
And how to be a soldier.
In the army of the Lord.
In the army of the Lord.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all sin,
of all sin,
all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
Come into my heart,
come into my heart,
come into my mind,
come into my mind,
come into my home,
come into my home,
and I will serve you,
and I will serve you
forever,
forever,
in Jesus name.
In Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you good? Hallelujah. You feel like you've done something?
Yes.
I feel like you've done something too. Give me some hug.
Amen.
Welcome to the heavenly family. I'm going to ask these four ladies to take you and pray with you for a minute while I close out here.
Amen.
This is your family as long as you'll have us. God is not expecting perfection. He's just expecting you to stay in the race. Amen.
Amen.
Pastors, y'all take her. Amen.
Do you have any extra salutes?
She can have this one.
Okay.
No, this in the back. We're still running?
We're still running, Pastor.
All right. Pico Sayanas, thank the Lord for the service. On today, we have souls that came, family that came to Christ.
Yes.
This is what it's about. The Bible says the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
God needs some people. God needs somebody to work in the fields, especially now, because the time is nigh. I need you to keep us lifted up as we continue to keep you lifted up.
Yes.
Remember, next Sunday is communion, second Sunday. We're going to try to be in and be out on time, but of course, it all depends on what God's planning. We bless you. We love you. Keep us lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Sandy should be coming sooner or later. Amen.